plan to succeed. The word plan is a good word, but so is success. Everybody wants success, but not everyone is willing to do the planning. If you plan for success, you will succeed more often, no matter what it is you make plans for. But the lack of planning will get you nowhere for sure. You can either get somewhere repeatedly or nowhere more often, depending on how you use and understand these two words. Let's explore some ways we can plan to succeed in case success has eluded you and it is what you are still looking to experience. Let's begin by thinking of some things you can start with to reach success. By all means, do come up with your own list. Number one, pick an area in life. Two, use your imagination. Three, start dreaming. Four, create a wish list. And five, write it down. Did you notice something about the above list? Take a closer look. Read the list again and see if you notice what it is. Yes, you got it. Each sentence starts with an action, and that is a key word for succeeding. You have to take action. You have to do something. But it all starts with a plan, a roadmap, as it were, a point of direction. Let's think a little more and go a little deeper. You can succeed in doing excellent work, no matter how menial or unimportant. You can succeed in learning a language. You can become a master in self-care or wellness. You can succeed in having outstanding relationships with others, at home, at work, or in school. And anyone can absolutely succeed at helping from the heart those in need. Everywhere you look, there is someone in need of something, and you can fill that need by being kind, smiling, showing empathy with just a word, or in giving, providing a service. But it all starts with planning to succeed. With those ideas in mind, wait no more. Start your road trip and succeed. You need more ideas? More information? All right. Let's dive in and consider a few examples. Pick an area in life. What is it you love? What is it you want to love? What is it you do that when you look at the clock or your iPhone, it's as if time had stood still and nothing else mattered? And you are running late for your next appointment because you were so engrossed, so absorbed, so focused, or so zoned in. That is your number one clue right there. Use your imagination. We all have a magnificent body part strategically located in our heads that can transport us where no other body part can. You guessed it, yes. It's our unique, unfathomable brain. The brain is our command center, in a sense. Nothing can be started or planned if this amazing structure were not designed. Take advantage of its design and create your plan to succeed. Research in neuroscience is revealing how neuroplasticity is allowing people to rewire their brain. Rewire Your Brain, Think Your Way to a Better Life is a book about the latest research in neuroplasticity and how we can personally benefit. Chapter 5, Fueling Your Brain, starts with Sonia, who visited her doctor and wanted him to fix her brain. His first two questions were, what is your diet like? And what about breakfast? That should give you a gem of a clue right there. Start dreaming. While dreaming is usually a function that happens while sleeping, dreaming is also a creative exercise you can perform while awake, using your imagination and envisioning yourself in a different future. a different way of life, mental state, or physical location. Dreaming is like nurturing a positive desire to experience or live an exhilarating and productive life, seeing yourself as an accomplished human being offering so much more to others. Create a list. Wish lists are lots of fun because you are using your imagination to create a different outlook for your future. I'm not referring to a list children are encouraged to write at certain times of the year. The lists I am referring to are lists of ways that will help you grow into a better you in the future. The more you practice making these lists, the better at it you'll become, and the more success you will experience. Write it down or journal it. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Remember those three words? Out of these three, writing is absolutely the most fun for me. In the 21st century where we are living today, however, learning to write is not as important. It baffles my mind that technology has somehow managed to erase it from our classrooms and our modern lives. But let's say you don't like to write, or did not learn to write well, or your fingers are arthritic, but you still want to plan to succeed using some of these suggestions. Make a mental list instead. Or better yet, use your electronic device and text it, tap it, or press it. Or you can take pictures of lists created by others that speak to you. There is always a way to plan and succeed no matter your age or your education. Now, repeat after me. I will plan, therefore I will succeed.